William Wordsworth, Poetical Credo. Subject of Poetry. Poetry was to deal with incidents and situations from common life. The best subjects to write about were therefore humble rustic life and simple people living in the countryside, since they were in close contact with nature, and their elementary feelings and habits were more likely to be understood, communicated, and sympathized with. Language. The poems were to be written, as far as possible, in a selection of language really used by men, as far away as possible from poetic diction, and as near as possible to the simple language of men. Though purified of any disagreeable and disgusting expressions. Role of the imagination. Imagination was to play a very important role, which Wordsworth identified with its capacity of colouring, that is to say, of modifying the objects observed so as to present them in an unusual aspect. In other words, it awakened and sharpened a special intuition or insight which enabled the poet to perceive and see things which the ordinary mind was usually blind to, the eyes of the soul seeing farther and deeper than the eyes of the mind. Poetry as memory. Although the poet describes natural and simple objects and peaceful landscapes, he does not look at them with the realism of cold objective observation, but sees all things through the eyes of memory, which recollects already lost emotions and half-extinguished thoughts. Since poetry is the spontaneous overflow of powerful feelings, these feelings are not immediate, but originate from emotions recollected in tranquility, recreated by the subjectivity of memory. It is not original emotion, but past feelings contemplated and reorganized. Task of the poet. Although equal to other men in quality, the poet stands apart from them because of his higher degree of sensibility and imaginative capacity. He is in fact possessed of more than usual organic sensibility, and has also thought long and deeply. He is therefore best suited to reach the very essence of things and communicate them in a simple and elaborate language. Moreover, he is also a moral teacher whose task is to purify men's emotions through the descriptions of such objects as strongly excite those feelings.